Grammar Girl here. In the movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the slacker protagonists Bill and Ted offer this advice to the world. Be excellent to each other. And party on, dudes! But are Bill and Ted running afoul of a rule regarding reciprocal pronouns? Before we find out, we have a new sponsor this week, Shopify. If you've ever wanted to sell stuff online, you really need to check out Shopify. I've wanted to sell things before, but it always seemed too hard to set up a store. E-commerce seems like a pain. Well, Shopify suddenly makes it look easy. You can set up your shop in minutes, and the store you create will be beautiful. You can customize it with your colors, text, and logo, and you can sell almost anything. Amnesty International uses Shopify, as do the Foo Fighters. Give it a try. Use my code YFE to get a free 60-day trial. That's long enough to see if people actually want to buy your stuff. It doesn't stand for anything, but let's imagine it means your first e-commerce. YFE at Shopify.com. Okay, back to reciprocal pronouns. The phrase each other is known as a reciprocal pronoun because it shows a bidirectional action. For example, if Bill and Ted are being excellent to each other, that means Bill is being excellent to Ted, and Ted is being excellent to Bill. They're practicing what you might call excellence reciprocity. But Bill and Ted aren't talking about being excellent to just Bill and Ted. They want each person in the world to be excellent to every other person. According to some grammarians, if we're talking about more than just two people, we should use a different reciprocal pronoun, one another. In other words, Bill and Ted should more properly have said, be excellent to one another. English is unusual in having more than one reciprocal pronoun to choose from. It doesn't set the record for the most reciprocal pronouns because Korean has three, but most languages just have one. Chinese, Finnish, French, Classical Greek, German, Hebrew, Japanese, Russian, and American Sign Language, among others, all have just one reciprocal pronoun. Some languages, such as Spanish and West Greenlandic, don't even have that many. They use the same pronoun as both a reflexive and a reciprocal, so that the same sentence could mean either we see each other or we see ourselves. The trouble with having a choice of reciprocal pronouns to use in English is that English speakers, and speakers of other languages too, can't stand to have more than one word with the same meaning. They'll look as hard as they can for a meaning difference, and if one doesn't exist, someone will create one. It's happened with healthy and healthful, with continuous and continual, and many others. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage, the first person to state that each other should refer to only two people and that one another should refer to more than two, was George N. Usher in 1785. Since then, many grammarians have weighed in, some accepting the rule, others rejecting it. Even today, there isn't agreement. Some sources that accept it are Garner's Modern American Usage and The Grammar Bible by Michael Strumpf and Ariel Douglas. Some that don't are the second edition of Fowler's Modern English Usage and Grammar Without Grief by Martin Steinman and Michael Keller. There are even sources, such as Ronald Wardhaugh's Understanding English Grammar, that propose a version of the rule that goes like this. Use one another or each other when you're talking about more than two people. But when you're just talking about two people, use each other. That rule will never catch on. People don't like rules that say option A is available in situation E, but option B is available in situation B and situation A. People prefer clean two-way distinctions. Option A in situation A, option B in situation B. End of story. Despite these rules, both each other and one another have been used to refer to just two people and to more than two hundreds of years before anyone tried to force a meaning distinction on them. The Oxford English Dictionary gives this quotation from Shakespeare, with one another referring to two people, when we are married and have more occasion to know one another. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage has this example from Samuel Johnson, with each other referring to more than two people. 16 ministers who meet weekly at each other's houses. As the Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage puts it, quote, The rule restricting each other to two and one another to more than two was cut out of the whole cloth, unquote. For some more informative discussion on this issue, you can read Gabe Doyle's post on each other and one another on his blog, Motivated Grammar, and I'll put a link in the transcript. Since there never was any historical support for this rule, but since there are people who believe in it today, should you follow it? Personally, I'd say no, but the good news is that it's an easy rule to follow if you choose to. Unlike using whom or saying it is she, limiting each other to two people and one another to more than two isn't going to make your writing sound unnatural. Both sound fine in either situation, whether you're observing or ignoring the rule. While we're on the subject of each other and one another, we do recommend following one restriction on their use. Specifically, don't use them as the subject of a clause. For example, suppose Bill thinks Ted is awesome and Ted thinks Bill is awesome. How could you write that in a single sentence? Bill and Ted think each other are awesome? Bill and Ted think one another is awesome? No, people don't write sentences like that. You may have heard people speak them, and you may have even spoken them yourself. I know I have. But it still sounds awkward for reasons that are unclear. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage notes that each other as a subject hardly ever occurs in edited writing, and suggests that it might be because of confusion over whether to use a singular or plural verb. It just goes to show that even when there's a logical need for a particular word, there's no guarantee that a word will be created to meet that need. This is especially frustrating, given all the words that are created when there isn't a logical need for them, such as irregardless and conversate. The best you can do in this situation is to use what the Cambridge Grammar of the English Language calls the split reciprocal construction, and say, Bill and Ted each think the other is awesome. Finally, one more note for the people who are just learning English. Each other is always written as two separate words. You might see it mistakenly done as one word, but it is two separate words. That's all for reciprocal pronouns, but I do have one last thing to say about Bill and Ted's excellent adventure. The title is a great illustration of the rule for compound possession, which I discussed in episode 75. This podcast was written by Neil Whitman, who has a PhD in linguistics, blogs at literalminded.wordpress.com, and will be giving away one copy of each of my three new books coming out next week. Yes, three new Grammar Girl books. Check out Neil's blog for details on the giveaway. That's literalminded.wordpress.com. Finally, remember to go to shopify.com and set up your own e-commerce site and use the code YFE to get a 60-day free trial. That's all. Thanks for listening.